奉主耶稣圣名开始我们这个早上这个圣经的查考。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll begin our morning Bible study.
教会的安排，我们继续来查考这个以斯帖记的第五章。
So according to the church's schedule, let's continue to study on the book of Esther, chapter 5.
我们都知道以斯帖记里头是在讲一个很有名的一个女子。
So we all know that the book of Esther talks about a very famous woman.
她的名字叫以斯帖。
And her name is Esther.
有一个想要来害她或者害她种族的这个不好的人叫哈曼。
And so there was also a wicked person called Haman who was trying to harm her and also her nation.
还有一位叫做莫迪改，也就是以斯帖的养父怎么样来带领或者说指导以斯帖来为了这个事情来让犹大人免去这个被灭绝的这个死亡。
And so there was also Mordecai who was taking care of Esther and also to avoid the death of Esther and her nation.
所以我想我们大家如果都有在一直在来每个礼拜六来查考以斯帖记，你发觉到这是一个每一章都有连串，而且它都有好像是一个故事一直在一直在演进。
So if you have come to the Bible studies previously, you will realize that the chapters are sequential and it's like a story that continues.
为什么以斯帖会被立为王后？
So why was Esther made queen?
因为当时呢，这个亚哈随鲁王一章第一节告诉我们呢，他有一次呢，在这个喜宴里头，他就吩咐他的这些下属要王后来到进入到他这个宴会里面。
So we know why Esther became queen was because there was King Ahasuerus who at the time had a banquet and asked his servants to bring out the queen.
这个王后叫瓦士提就一章十一节里面所讲的。
And the queen is Queen Vashti.
但是呢，她当时在王或者在众人的眼中，她是非常美貌的一位王后。
And Queen Vashti was beautiful in the eyes of men.
因为王想叫王后进来。
And so the king wanted the queen to come out.
这个王后拒绝了。
But the queen refused.
结果王帝就非这个亚哈随鲁王就发怒。
And so King Ahasuerus was furious.
这样子呢，让他呢，这个把这个王后就休掉。
And then so she rid the queen.
第二章开始就告诉我们以斯帖怎么样被选为王后。
So chapter 2 talks about how Esther becomes the queen.
莫迪改吩咐以斯帖说，不能把你自己的身份向人来告诉。
And so Mordecai charged her not to reveal her her status.
所以后来我们第二章查考，我们发觉到这个以斯帖就被选为作为这个亚哈随鲁王的太太王后为王后。
So we know that in chapter 2, King Ahasuerus chose Esther to become his queen.
来代替了这个瓦斯提。
And to replace Vashti.
第三章就是谈到王来抬举这个人叫哈曼。
So in chapter 3, we see how the king has promoted Haman.
第三章的第一节说，使他高升，叫他的爵位超过与他同事的一切臣宰。
So in chapter 3, verse 1, it says that King Ahasuerus promoted Haman and advanced him and set his seat above all princes who were with him.
所以见到他的一些臣仆都来跪拜哈曼。
And then so all the servants within the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman.
第二节告诉我们，唯有在这个莫迪改他不跪不拜。
But it was only Mordecai who would not bow down or pay homage to Haman.
所以这个哈曼对这个莫迪改的印象是非常的不好。
So Haman had a very bad impression of Mordecai.
因为他觉得说他是一位非常高贵，而且是王所抬举的一个臣宰为什么哈曼这个下人不向他来跪拜呢？
Haman was very proud, and he thought to himself that he had been advanced and promoted by the king. But why is it that Mordecai would not bow down to him?
当时这些莫迪改的这些周围的臣仆都天天要劝他，但是圣经告诉我们，莫迪改就是不听。
And so the people around Mordecai would persuade him to also pay homage to Haman, but Mordecai would not hear.
所以这个哈曼就非常的生气。
And so Mordecai was filled with wrath.
他就想办法要来灭。
Haman was filled with wrath.
要来灭绝啊这个啊莫迪改也还有他的族人就是犹太人。
And so Haman wanted to destroy Mordecai and his people.
啊，到了第四章，我们发觉到说啊，莫迪改呢啊就告诉把这个事情跟以斯帖来讲。
And so in chapter 4, we see how Mordecai shared this with Esther.
啊，所以啊，到了这个第四章上个礼拜我们查考里头，我们也学习了说啊啊这个啊。这个莫迪改啊，他叫以斯帖要去来见王帝。
So we know in chapter 4 that Mordecai persuaded Esther to go see the king.
但是王啊跟一切的臣仆啊，这些百姓都知道啊，王有一个的定律。
But everyone in the kingdom knew that the king had an edict.
第四章的十一节说如果王不蒙召啊，擅入内院见王的，无论男女都必被致死。除非王向他伸出金杖，不得存活。
And so verse 11, we all know that all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces knew that any man or woman who goes into the inner court of the king who is not called has but one law but to be put to death, except one whom the king holds out the golden scepter, and they may live.
以斯帖就告诉当时的莫迪凯说，他已经有三十天了，没有被蒙召去见王了。
And so Esther told Mordecai that she had not been called by the king for 30 days.
虽然是这样，莫迪凯还是告诉以斯帖说，你不要以为你在王宫里头就强过一切的犹太人。
And so Mordecai told Esther that do not think in your heart that you will escape the king's palace.
十四节说，你闭口不言啊，犹太人必从别处得到解脱，蒙拯救。
And in verse 14, it says that if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from another place.
愿知你得了王后的位分这个位分不是为现今的机会吗？
Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
所以有时候在我们的生活当中我们有时候得蒙一些神特别的安排，其实也就是神所给我们的机会。
So sometimes in our life when we are given certain opportunities, these are opportunities given to us by God.
有时候我们不要觉得说这是因为我自己的努力我才得到的。
And let us not think to ourselves that this is gain, these opportunities are gained from our own efforts.
如果这不是神特别的安排像以斯帖这样，他也不能够成为当时的这个王后。
Because if it was not for God, then Esther would not here become the queen.
所以这个莫迪改就提醒他这个你得到王后的现今的机会就是要来拯救你的族人犹太人。
So here Mordecai reminded Esther that she was put in this position in order to save her nation.
以斯帖听到以后他怎么做呢？
So what did Esther do after she heard this?
他 就召集他的苏三城所有的犹太人，为他禁食三昼三天三夜，不吃不喝甚至他的宫女来禁食。
So what did Esther do? She gathered all the Jews in the in Susan, and also they fasted. They did not eat or drink for 3 days and night, and even the maids fasted as well.
然后呢，他就违反王的规律，因为王没有召见他，他就要自己去到这个内院里头去来见王。
And then she would go against the king's law and would go and see the king without being called.
他说我死就死吧。
And she said, if I perish, I perish.
第五章
Chapter 5.
一共有十四节。
There are 14 verses.
我们轮流一个人读一节。
Let us read one verse each.
从 15, chapter 5 was one verse each.
So now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across from the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house facing the entrance of the house.
Still. 对，第二节。
What is your petition? Shall be granted to you. What is your request to Harper?
第五章就谈到呢，以斯帖禁食禁食三天三夜以后呢，那第三天他就穿上这个朝服到王宫去见王。
So chapter 5 records that after Esther had fasted for 3 days and nights, she put on her royal robes and went into the inner court of the king's palace.
第二节说，王一见到以斯帖站在院内，就施恩于他，向他伸出手中的金杖。以斯帖便向前摸杖头。
And verse 2 says that so it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand, and Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter.
因为当时的人都知道，如果王不把这个金杖伸出来，那以斯帖这个王后的位置就没有，而且他会被立刻被处死。
So everyone at the time knew that Esther would be killed unless the king held out the golden scepter and Esther was to touch it.
所以当王见到以斯帖站在这个院内的时候呢，就施恩给以斯帖。
But when Esther was found standing in the king's court, she was found favor in the king's sight.
以斯帖呢便向前来摸这个金杖头。
And so Esther reached out and touched the tip of the scepter.
第三节
Verse 3.
王对以斯帖说，你要什么，你求什么，就是国的一半，也必赐给你。
So the king asked Esther, what is it that you wish? What is your request? If it's up to half the kingdom, it will be given to you.
我们发觉到，可见的王非常疼爱，或者是宠爱这位王后。
So we can see that the king surely loved Esther.
所以当他一见到以斯帖的时候。
So that when the king saw Esther.
他当然知道说，一般来说王后呀是有事情才会来找王的。
So that normally the queen would only come and see the king when there is something, when there is an issue.
所以呢，他就问这个以斯帖他说你要什么
？So the king asked Esther, "What do you wish?"
你求什么，就是国的一半也必赐给你。
What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half kingdom.
当我们读到这一节的时候，你会觉得说，同样的一句话在圣经里头哪里有出现过？
So let us ask ourselves when we read this, where else is this recorded in the Bible?
大家记得吗？
Does anyone remember?
啊？什么？重来聊。对，在新约里头的叙利王
So in the New Testament, in terms of King Herod.
我们来看这个马可福音的第六章。
Let's look at Mark the 6th.
第六章的二十一节到二十九节，二十八节。
Mark 6 verse 21 to 28.
这里是谈到说恰巧是叙利的生日，叙利就设摆宴席，成大臣的千夫长加利利做首领的来参加他这个生日会。
Verse 21, then an opportune day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a feast for his nobles, the high officials, the chief men of Galilee.
22节说希罗底的女儿进来跳舞，叙利跟他一起坐席的人都很欢喜。
And verse 22, and when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced, it pleased Herod, who sat with them.
王就对这个女子说，你愿意向我求什么，我必给你。
And the king said to the girl, "Ask whatever you want, I will give it to you."
23节啊。
Verse 23.
启示他说啊，所以你向我求什么，就是我国的一半，我也必给你。
Verse 23. And He also swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half my kingdom.
亚哈随鲁王啊，见到王后啊，他是愿意把他的国一半给他。
So when King Ahasuerus saw the queen Esther, he was willing to give up half his kingdom to her.
叙利在生日会里头啊，可能喝得多一点吧，所以呢，看到这个啊，西罗底的女儿进来跳舞，他也同样啊发起誓说啊，如果要我国的一半，我也必给你。
And so King Herod here, perhaps he was drunk, but he was willing to offer to Herodias' daughter up to half his kingdom.
但是我们知道从24节到28节里头告诉我们这个小女子她不知道要什么。
So from verse 24 to 28, we can see that this, the daughter did not know what she wanted.
她就去找她母亲说我可以求跟王求什么呢
?And so she asked her mother, what shall I ask?
所以她妈妈就说要施洗约翰的头啊。
And the mother said that the head of John the Baptist.
所以他去急忙就进去跟王说，愿王立刻把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里头给我。
And so immediately she came in with haste to the king and said, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter.
王听到这句话，他非常的忧愁。
And when the king heard this, he was exceedingly sorrowful.
但是因为他已经讲了这话，而且呢起了誓。
Yet because of the oath that he had made,
所以就不敢来推辞啊。
So he could not refuse her.
就叫人到这个监狱里头就斩了约翰的头，把约翰的头放在碟子里拿给这个女子。
And so then immediately he sent for the executioner and then commanded that the head be brought and beheaded John the Baptist from prison and he gave the head of John the Baptist on a platter to the girl.
我们回来看这个以斯帖记的第五章。
So we should turn back to Esther chapter 5.
我们知道说以斯帖并没有跟王讲从王那里得到国的一半。
So we know that Esther did not inherit or did not receive half the kingdom from the king.
因为她知道她来的目的是什么。
But she knew the purpose in which she was there.
所以第四节她就告诉王说王若以为美就请王带着哈曼今天赴我所预备的筵席。
In verse 4, Esther replied and said that if it pleased the king, that the king and Haman come today to the banquet which I prepared for them.
所以第五、第六节啊，王就立刻打发人去叫哈曼来啊，参加以斯帖的筵席。
And so in verses 5 and 6, the king sent for Haman and to ask them to come to the banquet which Esther had prepared.
第六节就告诉我们在这个酒席里之前呢，王又再次问以斯帖。
And so in verse 6, it records how during the banquet, the king again asked Esther.
同样的他说如果你向我求国的一半也必为你成就。
He asked her, what is your petition? And up to half the kingdom, it shall be done.
所以可见的当时以斯帖知道王的确非常的爱他。
So Esther truly knew that the king surely loved her.
因为王不只是一次而且是两次的这样同样问的一句话。
Because not only did the king offer up the kingdom once, but twice.
但是以斯帖知道说他这对他来说不是最重要。
But Esther again knew that this was not her purpose and what was most important.
第七节。
Verse 7.
王后就跟王回答说我有我所要的我有我所求的。
So verse 7, and Esther answered and said, my petition and request is this.
所以他并没有立刻给王一个回答。
So Esther did not immediately give a reply.
我们发觉到说当时的王他并没有生气。
And we see here that the king did not become angry.
如果一个国王他在问一件事情一个人不直接回答有些王真的会很生气会很容易就会生气而且甚至会把你来治死。
Because we know that some kings, if you do not reply them or answer them straight away, then they may become angry and they may behead you or kill you.
但是这里王后所回答的王还是在听。
But at the queen's response, the king listened.
所以第八节说请王明天他要再以色列再要再准备一个筵席明天叫王吩咐哈曼再来去参加这个筵席。
And so in verse 8, it says that if Esther has found favor, then please come again to another banquet tomorrow that she will prepare.
这样呢，王也再次来答应了。
And again, the king responded and said that he would go.
以斯帖说明天必会告诉王他所想要的是什么。
And she said, Queen Esther said that tomorrow I will tell the king what it is I request.
第九节就哈曼心中很快乐。
So verse 9, Haman was overjoyed.
非常心中非常的喜乐。
And he was glad in his heart.
因为在他的眼中只有王跟王后才看得他非常的尊贵。
because he thought to himself that the king and the queen saw him as someone who was noble.
第九节告诉我们，当他从王宫里头走到这个朝廷的门口的时候。
So in verse 9, it records how when he walked towards the gate.
他看到这个莫迪盖。
He saw Mordecai.
又不再站起来。
And Mordecai would not stand.
连身，圣经是这里说，连身动也不动。
Nor would he tremble before him.
就说不理他。
So it's like he was being given the cold shoulder.
他觉得他是非常尊贵的一个王所尊重的一个臣宰这个看门的这个莫迪盖为什么这样对他非常不礼貌。
So Haman thought to himself that he is such a noble person of the king. However, why is it that Mordecai, who was guarding the king's gate, did not care about him?
所以呢，他这里说就满心恼怒莫迪盖。
So here records that Haman was filled with indignation against Mordecai.
哈曼呢，开始心里是非常憎恨这个莫迪盖。
So we can see that Haman was filled with hatred in his heart against Mordecai.
原因就是因为莫迪盖并没有来向他跪拜。
And the reason for this is because Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman.
再上这一次呢，他最高兴的时候也再一次看到这个莫迪盖是不站起来，连身也不动。
So even when Haman was glad in his heart and overjoyed, however, Mordecai would not even stand up or tremble before him.
所以第十节哈曼就忍耐回家，叫人请他朋友跟妻子，要告诉他们说他怎样得到王的这个看重。
So then Haman restrained himself and went home, and he sent for his friends and his wife and shared with them what had happened.
把他所得到的这些刚才的经历都向这些朋友跟他的妻子儿女来说。
And so he shared with his friends and his wife and children what had happened to him.
十二节哈曼又在说，王后明天准备再次请我去参加筵席。
And verse 12 records that Haman said that the Queen Esther has again invited me to come to her banquet.
不允许别的人去，只有我一个人去。
But Esther has invited no other person but me.
讲完以后呢，他就在讲到他所在朝廷门口见到的事情。
And then after he shared this, he shared what had happened at the king's gate.
他说十三节，只是我见犹太人莫迪盖坐在朝门虽有这一切荣耀，也与我无异。
So verse 13, yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate.
我们发觉到他心里头是在有这个怀恨。
So we see that in the heart of Haman there was this hatred.
只不过是这个莫迪盖这个在看管朝门的莫迪盖没有来向他跪拜。
So it was only the king's the guard of the king's gate, Mordecai, who failed to bow down to him.
所以他对这事情非常的生气。
And so so Haman became very angry about this.
刚才我们在第九节说的，他是满心恼怒。
So in verse 9, it records how Haman was indignant against Mordecai.
所以他就想办法怎么样来把莫迪盖来杀死。
So he plotted as to how he could kill Mordecai.
不单只要杀死莫迪盖，也要杀死莫迪盖的一族人，就是当时的犹太人。
And not only did he want to kill Mordecai, but he wanted to kill the whole nation of the Jews.
14节这里头告诉我们。
And verse 14 here it tells us.
他的妻子就希利斯跟他一切的朋友对他说，不如立一个五丈高的木架，明早求王将莫迪盖挂在其上，然后你就可以欢欢喜喜随王复习。哈曼以这话为美，就叫人做了木架。
So verse 14, then his wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning suggest to the king that Mordecai be hanged on it. Then go merrily with the king to the banquet, and the thing pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made.
所以众人的建议就是要怎么样来杀这个莫迪盖。
So the communal response was that they were plotted to kill Mordecai.
所以建议说立一个五丈高的木架。
So they thought to themselves that gallows be made 50 cubits high.
这是非常非常高的一个很大的一个庞大的一个木架子，要把枪要把这个莫迪盖挂在上面。
So this is a rather large gallows that that was to be made for Mordecai to be hung upon it.
圣经这里说哈曼就以这话为美，就叫人做了这个木架。
And so the Bible records that Haman, the thing pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made.
因为今天才只讲到第五章，所以我不能继续讲下去。
So because our schedule is until chapter 5, I cannot continue.
但是从这这从五六章七章八章啊，我们就发觉到啊，事情怎么样演变成为最后莫迪改啊成为宰相，而且呢啊哈曼被挂在木头上。
So in chapter 6, 7, and 8, we can see how the story progresses and how Mordecai became the governor or the prime minister and Haman became hung on the gallows. So there are three main summaries or conclusions in chapter 5. So the first main teaching is what you sow is what you reap.
我们来看加拉太书的第六章。
So let's refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第七节第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
这里说不要自欺，身是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。第八节，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of Spirit reap everlasting life.
第七节这里保罗告诉我们了，我们不要自欺欺人，不要骗自己，神是轻慢不得。
So verse 7 it says here, do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
所以今天我们心里头在做什么，神都知道。
So today in our hearts, whatever we do, God knows.
哈曼他心里头所存的就是这个怀恨啊，想要怎么样来把这个莫迪改来杀死。
So for Haman, in his heart, there was this hatred wanting to kill Mordecai, and this God knew.
他把这个妒忌的心先放到种下去了。
And so he had planted and had sowed this seed of hatred.
虽然他想把这个五丈高的木架子要把莫迪改挂在上面。
And so even though himself, he built these 50 cubic high gallows in order to hung Mordecai.
但是到了第七章我们发觉到说原来最后被挂上去的却是哈曼自己本身。
But in chapter 7, we come to realize that Haman himself was the one who became hung on these gallows.
所以在我们生活当中有时候圣经里头这些圣经里头的教导是值得我们每一个信徒去思考。
And so the teachings in the Bible is worthy of us all to reflect upon.
什么叫做种呢？
What does it mean to sow?
就是你所想的，你所讲的。
So what you sow is what you say and what you think.
所以不可能说我今天种了我种的是芒果树。
So we cannot say that if we plant a mango tree.
我后来所得到的是猫山王榴莲。
We cannot say that it's filled with durian.
猫山 King Durian.
King Durian.
如果你去过马来西亚、新加坡，就知道这是什么榴莲哦。
So if you are from Malaysia or Singapore, you will know what type of durian this is.
因为这个是很有名的一个榴莲。
This is a very specific and very famous species of durian.
有钱的人不单只想吃到这个榴莲。
So the rich will want to eat this durian.
不单只这是这样，有些霸道的人他说我整棵树买下来。
So some people not only want to eat it, but they want to buy the whole tree.
所以他想说，每年我就有猫山王榴莲吃。
So then next year I will have this king durian to eat.
所以你想种的是什么，你收的也是这样。
So what is it that you sow, that too is what you will reap.
所以保罗这里告诉我们不要自欺啊。
So here it says do not deceive yourself.
所以什么是真实的，什么是假的，神都知道。
What is true and what is false, God knows.
所以第八节他说，顺情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏。
And so in verse 8, it says, those who sow in the flesh will reap corruption.
顺从圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵来得到永生。
And those who sow in the spirit will reap everlasting life.
所以这个哈曼他自己先种下这个怀怒、怀恨的这个心啊。
And so Haman himself sowed the seed of hatred.
最终的这结果就是自己被挂在这个五丈高的木架上。
And in the end, it was himself who was hung on these gallows 50 cubits high.
我们虽然以斯帖记一共有十章。
So even though Book of Esther has 10 chapters.
我们只学了一半。
We're about halfway through.
但是我想我们大家每个礼拜六在这里坐在这里查考，我们都觉得说这一切的事情都有神在掌管。
So reading all these chapters, we can see that God is in control of everything.
我想问大家一个问题哦。
Let me ask everyone.
你读到第五章以后。
So once you read to chapter 5.
你觉得以斯帖记跟圣经其他的卷书有哪在哪一方面非常的不一样。
So what is different from the book of Esther to any other book in the Bible?
你有发觉到吗？
Have you realized this?
真的没有。
Have you not realized what is different?
你从第一章读到第五章
So from chapter 1 to chapter 5
你回去再从六章读到第十章
And at home read from chapter 6 to chapter 10
有什么不一样
What is different?
你有看到这两个字在圣经里面吗?
Have you found the two words Lord or God in the Bible here?
以斯帖记
In the book of Esther?
没有
No
你试试看你找给我有的话你告诉我
So look for yourself and if you can find it come and tell me
你读第一章到第五章你有没有看到提到神
So from chapters 1 to chapter 5 have you seen reference to God or Lord?
或者是说耶和华
Or Lord
有没有
Have you?
其他圣经卷书都一定会有、哦、最短的约翰三书或者是腓利门书都会谈到有神的记载
So in all other books of the Bible, no matter how short, even in Philemon or in 3 John, there's still reference to Lord or God.
所以当你读以斯帖记的时候
So when you read the book of Esther,
虽然你没有读到说神或者是主或者是耶和华
So although you have not seen reference to the word God or Lord,
但你发觉到说读了以后你的感觉就是神在掌管一切。
But when reading it, you can see that God is in control
of everything. 他们为什么懂得禁食祷告?
So why is it that the people knew to fast and pray?
他们认识神。
Because they understood God.
他们知道说只有神才能够来帮他们解决这个被灭族的这个困难。
So they knew that God was the only one who was able to solve the problem of their nation becoming annihilated.
但是当你在读这个以斯帖记，你会觉得没有谈到神这个字。
But when we read the book of Esther, we cannot see reference to the word God.
好，那你会觉得奇怪吗？
Do you think this is strange?
我觉得不奇怪了、哦、
For me, I do not think it is strange.
但是如果你在看其他的书卷、哦、你会觉得说都有谈到神或者指着主啊耶和华等等。
But when we read other books of the Bible, we can often see reference to God or Lord.
但是从整卷以斯帖记、哦、你会看到神在掌管一切。
So, but in the whole book of Esther, we can see that God is in control of everything.
然后最后就是他们为什么来要庆祝这个普尔节 celebration of Purim.
So finally, let us also consider why they celebrate Purim.
把这个我们来看第九章哦。
Let's refer to chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
九章三十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
这里说对他们按时守着普尔日禁食夫求是照犹太人莫迪改和王后以斯帖所嘱咐的也照犹太人为自己和后裔所应承的
Verse 31 To confirm these days of Purim at their appointed time as Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther had prescribed for them and as they had decreed for themselves andTheir descendants concerning matters of their fasting and lamenting.
32节，以斯帖命定守普尔日，这事也记录在书上。
Verse 32, so the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book.
所以你发觉到今天哦，犹太人还在守这个普尔日。
So we can see until today in the Jewish culture, they still keep Purim.
犹太人的他们自己的这个 calendar 就是每年的12月13号到15号。
So in the Jewish calendar, it is from the 12th month, 13th to the 14th day. 15th day.
这三天他们都在庆祝这一天神怎么样来拯救他们脱离哈曼的手，哈曼要杀死他们的。 这个事情。
So on these three days, they commemorate and they remember how they were saved and how Haman wanted to kill them, but they were delivered.
所以这是如果今天的这个日历来看，就是三月底到四月初。
So in our lunar calendar, our current calendar, it is in March.
Early April.
Sorry.
所以你会发觉到犹太人在这天来守这个普尔日。
So we see that the Jewish people here commemorate Purim.
而且呢，他们都会拿这个以斯帖记来读啊。
And they will all come and read the Book of Esther.
每当他读到哈曼的时候。
And whenever they read Haman,
他们就 boo 这样。
And then they make the sound boo.
就是说笑啊，这个因为神的拯救。
And it is to recall the deliverance of God.
当他读到以斯帖莫迪改的时候
，And when they read until the words Esther and Mordecai,
他们就会来感谢神
，And they will thank God.
所以我们发觉到说虽然这卷书里头没有写到神这个字
，So we see that even though in this book there is no reference to God,
但是一切都神在掌管
，But we can see that God is in control of everything.
神再一次怎么样来拯救他的选民没有受到这些灭族的伤害。
And we can see how God was able to deliver them and so that they were not destroyed.
好，那我们可以看一节圣经哦。
Let's refer to a verse in the Bible.
诗篇箴言十四章。
So Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
十四章三十节。
Proverbs 14, verse 30.
14章三十节。
Verse 30.
这里说，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
Verse 30. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones.
所以心中安静，好像心中安详，好像这个莫迪改这样，他生活上没有这种的问题。
So a sound heart is likened to someone like Mordecai who did not have many problems in his life.
他非常清楚他要敬拜的是谁。
So he knew very clearly whom he should be worshipping.
所以虽然哈曼是很高贵的一位丞相，但是他绝对不向他来下拜。
And so even though Haman was one of noble status, however, Mordecai refused to bow down to him.
这引起这个哈曼的嫉妒。
And this aroused the envy of Haman.
所以这里箴言书的作者告诉我们，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
So here the author of Proverbs reminds us that envy is rottenness to the bones.
所以我们作为一个神的儿女我们一定要把这个心中的嫉妒来除去。
And therefore, as children of God, we must rid ourselves of the envy in our heart.
因为这个会像这里诗人所讲，这里作者所讲的是能使人骨中来朽烂。
Just like the author of Proverbs says here that envy is rottenness to the bones.
以斯帖记第五章就是这样。
And so chapter 5 of Esther is like so.
如果你回去读第六、第七、第八、第九、第十，有看到有神这个字你告诉我一下。
So if you continue to read chapter 6 to 10 and you find the word Lord or God, please come and tell me.
应该是没有。
I'm pretty sure there is none.
好吧。有没有其他要补充的？
Is there any supplemental comments?
那没有的话呢，我们跪下来感谢祷告。
If there is none, then let's all kneel down and pray and thanksgiving.
感谢神求神继续带领我们今天的聚会跟团契。
God, and we ask God to continue to guide our fellowship today.
一起跪下。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。